A local sports program aimed at athletes with disabilities will be able to go forward thanks to a big infusion of cash from the Canadian Tire Jumpstart Sport Relief Fund. Jeff Tulk is president of Squash NL. He speaks with VOCM's Linda Swain.
Jeff Tulk, you're one of the beneficiaries of the Canadian Tire Jumpstart Sport Relief Fund. What will this funding mean for you?
It means that a whole pile of kids in Newfoundland and Labrador will continue to play squash during COVID, is what it really means. They came through with some money that allows us to, for things like cleaning and getting our programming back up and running.
So how has squash been impacted by COVID?
Well, we were shut down when COVID hit. We were actually right in the middle of our provincials. But, you know, all our programming had to stop. And then it was, once it became possible to play again, there was a massive process to enable that to happen. You know, it's one thing to say you're allowed to do it, another thing to get the everything lined up, to get the rules and safe play, return to play back up. So, but we're back, and we've had to, you know, modify our programming for safety and capacity restrictions and so on. So it's been a challenge, but we're glad to be back up and running. It doesn't look like it did before, but it's up, and Jumpstart really helped us out through that and getting there.
What kind of things did you have to take into consideration? Obviously, there's the cleaning protocols and all of that sort of thing, but how do you enable social distancing, if at all, in a game like squash?
Well, squash is a brief contact sport. So with our kids, for example, we used to have our group programs would have more kids. And now we just limit the number who can play at any one time. And we've modified our drills, for example, so that, you know, they might be practicing on different sides of the court or different courts. So we maintain the distancing that way. So we do maintain the 6 feet. Obviously, there's, like a lot of sports, there can be incidental contact now and then, but it's not, you know, complete contact all the time, for lack of a better word. So we modified our drills. We modified our games. We currently don't have tournaments, for example. We modify the numbers coming in and out of the facility and so on. So it's just a whole cycle of things, really.
So what does this money mean?
Well, I mean, for some of our programming, it was the difference between starting up and not starting up. So, for example, we've got an inclusivity program that runs in CBS, and that's one of our newer programs that targets people with disabilities. So it could be autism, could be Down syndrome, and so on. And they were really struggling with could they even get back up because of the new restrictions and so on with COVID. So Jumpstart came in there with a little bit of money for them to enable things like the extra coaching time and the cleaning requirements and so on. And with their help, they're actually they're back up and running as well. So it was really meaningful, for sure.
So without that, it sounds like it might not have been possible.
It might not have been possible, yep. I'm not absolutely sure they would have been able to go or not go, but it definitely was a huge help to make that happen, for sure.
How popular is squash in Newfoundland?
It used to be really popular. It went down for a little while, and now it's coming back again. So we've got some thriving clubs in the St. John's area. We've got some thriving clubs up in Goose Bay, and then there's clubs right across the island from Stephenville, Cornerbrook, Gander, Grand Falls, and so on. So it's popular. It's not, you know, we're not hockey or soccer or massive sport, but there's a small but very dedicated group to play.
And where do you operate out of?
Well, I play out of CBS at the CBS Rec Complex, but there's programming in the works in St. John's and CBS, and then across the island it's various spots like the Wise or the Civic Center, Cornerbrook, and so on.
Jeff Tulk, thank you for your time.
Okay, great, Linda. Thanks.